Hey guys, so today you and I are going to talk about front-end development. So let's get into it. So the question in question was, Frederick, as a software engineer or a full stack developer, what is your honest opinion about front-end development? My honest opinion about front-end development is that half of the criticism that front-end development gets is absolutely false, and half is true. The half that is absolutely false is that it's a toy role, or that it's easy, or that it doesn't matter, or that it's not worth learning, stuff like that. That's the stuff that is completely false. The stuff that is true is that it is a complete shit show. Things always like get turned into legacy, and that front-end developers usually are they're bad at scaling systems. They're not as technically inclined as quote-unquote back-end engineers or real engineers and stuff like that. These things are normally true, not always. Usually what I say is that, and this is kind of on the same leg as this, where I say that the best front-end developers are full-stack developers, usually. Because it's the problems of front-end development, at least from my perspective, are down to two things. These are the core dragons to kill if you want your project to succeed. The first thing is that you need to kill the obsession with tooling and trendiness and like all this extra nonsense that the JavaScript communities and the frontend communities are hyping to the skies as if it's the most important thing ever, because it's not. It really isn't. The best, most well-working systems that I know of are not, the developers who work on those projects are not all about the latest and trendiest tools. They're about good solutions. The second thing that you need to kill off, the second dragon, is the culture, the bad culture. And that's on both sides. One part, you're going to have to deal with front-end developers who are over-philosophical or overly like enthusiastic and don't know how to make good decisions, and then you have to deal with the other people who are not front-end developers, who are still going to have to touch the code, who don't care. They really don't care. They just want to do their job. They are not even like, it's kind of funny, honestly, because I don't know how we got to this point. I really do think it is because we all started as back-end developers, and then front-end development came along, and then we kind of just like looked down our noses at that thing, and there became this kind of almost, well, it's almost understood that you should dislike it if you're a diehard back-end developer. And because of that, we're in this weird position where you can get away with not writing all that good JavaScript code or all that good code in general in front-end. You would never get away with that in back-end work. The culture is so, it's so different, and that's why I say that the culture is really the thing that you're fighting. You're fighting a battle where half your company, if we're looking at a 50-50 split between front-end developers and back-end developers, that's not like a real number, but let's just say like half the company don't give a shit how it goes for the front-end code. They really don't care. And you will never see that happen with them and their code base. I've never seen a back-end developer who doesn't care about the quality of the code that they are writing. The only time they get to get away with it is because when they write JavaScript, because nobody expects them to care. Nobody puts a... There's no culture around good quality software. We're trying to develop it, the front end, and I think that we will get there. Because right now, if we look at it, it wasn't all that long ago since we didn't really have the term front end developer, like not in the sense that we have today. And with the adoption of SBAs and all the things that are happening in the front end community, I think that we will get there sooner or later where we where you, because I mean, if we need actual developers, because the complexity of the thing has grown to a point where we need that, I think that it's fair, a fair assumption to say that, well, the quality standards should go up. I'm a little bit scared at the same time, because I'm not 100% sure that that's going to be true. Because there are still quite a few professions where the requirements on the people doing that job is pretty high, but there's someone who is within that sphere that still look down on you because you're not the thing that they are. They perceive themselves to be higher value, and that elitism, it's not really serving anybody, and but it does exist. Let's not kid ourselves. And that's something that I don't think, I'm not sure that's ever going to go away, truly, in front-end versus back-end. And I think that that has to do more with that. It's this, it's sort of the same thing with design and so forth. I like to say that the biggest mistake that you can make for the biggest mental mistake you can make is that you assume that if something is easy to appreciate, it is easy to do. And that happens all the time in everything. I mean, if you ever wanted to really be frustrated about how people just dismiss your entire profession, try to be a designer or a choreographer or anything that just like people can immediately get, oh, well, all you're doing is you're drawing some stuff, right? Or you photographer, oh, you're just taking some pictures, right? You have no idea. You have no idea how much work it is and how many hundreds of hours goes into doing that well. That's one part of it. The other part I would say is also that the more critical or the closer to the heart you can get of the thing that is making you money, the more valuable you are perceived. And usually the back-end developers will always have they will always be the closest to the business logic, because they are writing most of the business logic, not all of it, because front-end is still taking care of some of, in many cases some of it, but the most critical parts of the systems are usually found on the back-end. And that of course makes me the coolest person in the world, because I work on the thing that is most important. What we forget though is that, well, just because I'm working on this thing here, that doesn't mean that the thing that you're doing isn't valuable or that it's not hard. And that's the thing that I think, that's my honest opinion about front-end development. I believe that it has become a profession or like a role in its own right. It still has a long way to go before it's going to get even remotely as respected. And I think that the thing that we're doing that's doing really well in front-end is the innovation and the diversity. That's covered. We have everything we need to do a really good job. The thing that we're not doing is the 50% I was talking about that is absolutely true. The thing we're not doing is educating our engineers to write scalable, well-maintained systems. We are not fighting the culture of ad hocery and tool obsession and things like that. We're not being taken as serious developers. Not because we can't be taken as serious developers, but because we behave as, I'm sorry to say this, immature children sometimes, or junior level programmers. I think that we need to stop focusing so much on creating specialists in very niched tool stacks or in the performance space and things like that, and start focusing on holistically minded development that ends with good scalable projects. Because that's the thing that is a problem today. That's the biggest problem. Nobody seems to be able to scale a front-end project. And we need to be able to get to that point before we're going to be able to hold our heads held up high together with all the other with the back-end developers. So what I want you to take away from this is that my honest opinion about front-end development is that I think it receives a lot of unjust criticism for being easier, being a toy role or not as valuable, things like that. You need a UI. You need a and the applications that we're building at the UI level today are a lot more complicated than they used to be. And the tool suites, I mean, if you want to be a master front-end developer, you're going to have to do some serious studying. I will say this right now, there's serious work to be done. So just putting people like that down, I think, is very unfair and ignorant. The part that is correct, the criticism that is correct, is that front-end needs to mature. The entire profession and the role of the front-end developer needs to mature to a point where we stop focusing as much, because we've already covered the part of having a diverse ecosystem of tools. We have the tools. What we don't have is the culture. That's the thing that we really need to focus on. Have a great day.